Hello, and thank you for downloading Witness from the BBC World Service. 30 years ago, the war between Britain and Argentina reached its climax on the Falkland or Malvinas Islands. Tim Mansell's report begins with the landing of British troops at the end of May 1982.
British forces have now established a firm bridgehead on the Falkland Islands. Royal Marine Commandos and the Parachute Regiment are now ashore in substantial numbers.
The assault force approached the Falklands in ideal conditions. Thick cloud, driving rain and a gale. The night itself was bright and starry and had no moon. I embarked with a parachute battalion in 4 landing craft. The force approached a sheltered inlet.
Among the British soldiers wading ashore was Private Quinton Wright, a member of 3 Para, the 3rd Battalion of the Parachute Regiment.
I was excited. I remember I was excited. It was everything, really, that all the reasons I joined the army. I wanted to go to a war. I think all soldiers pretty much want to go to war.
Quinton was assigned to guard a team of signallers. The soldiers lived and worked in pairs. They shared guard duty, known as stagging on, and they shared a basher, a shelter they built from rocks and heather gathered off the mountainside. Quinton had teamed up with Private Craig Jones, otherwise known as Jonah.
I'd been in with him pretty much from the time we landed in San Carlos, and then we bashed it up together. And you need 2 people to bash up together because you need a ground sheet and a top sheet to bash up, and so it requires 2 people because you each carry 1. And you usually stag on as a pair as well. So the fundamental unit of soldiering really is a 2-man, not a 1-man. And it's very much a buddy-buddy system.
And what was he like?
A good soldier. He was a good shot. Better shot than I was, I seem to remember. So he's a good soldier, looked after his kit. It's all about the little things, you know, just being clean, tidy, doing your job. And he was good at all of that. We got on very well together. And that, I think that's what soldiering is all about. Do you fight for Queen and Country and all that stuff? Nobody ever fights for those things. People fight for your next door, your buddy, really. And that's what soldiering is all about. You're looking after each other. And that basic unit of 2 people is what the sort of rest of the army is built on, I think.
June in the South Atlantic is winter. For the men of 3 Para, this meant long marches through a barren, treeless landscape with nowhere to shelter, and a lot of standing around, hands and feet slowly losing all feeling.
We had some pretty hideous weather, and hideous down there in the Falklands was horizontal rain, and you can't avoid rain which is coming in horizontally at you. It's quite impossible, so you've just got to stand there, get rain in your eyes, sleet, snow, and it's coming in on like a 50-60 mile an hour wind.
Discipline and routine became the key to survival after 4 hours of guard duty in the driving rain.
Of course, we were completely soaking wet when we came in. So the first thing we did was strip completely down to our skiddies, so down to our underclothes, because everything was completely soaked, as I mentioned. Now, we had a system for this, as like we had a system for everything. We'd top and tail, so he'd be facing me and I'd be facing him. So I'd dry his toes, dry his feet, and he'd be doing the same to me. And then put fresh socks on, which had been hanging under, used to hang them underneath your armpits, because if they just hang there, they dry. And then with our 8 hours off duty, we'd completely dry out the wet ones for the next round of duty in the rain. So once that was done, one of us would clean and dry the weapons, strip them down, oil them, clean everything, put them back together again and get them all ready. And then the other guy, at the same, while you're doing that, he would start cooking.
How did you eat? What did you eat?
I think we used to negotiate with everybody else. Everybody used to swap food all the time. We lived on oatmeal blocks and apple flakes. Jonah adored apple flakes. He was just mad for them. Obviously, all this food has masses of calories in it. You break the oatmeal blocks up and then put them into milk, you know, dried milk, you make it up. And it is actually fantastic, and we pretty much lived on that. And we scoffed everything else cold, pretty much.
It was 3 weeks before Quinton and Craig saw any actual fighting. 3 Para were ordered to take Mount Longdon, high ground to the northwest of the Falklands capital, Port Stanley.
We got gathered in and we got split into fire teams. And I think I was in fire team Alpha with Jonah still. And I was his number two on his machine gun. So I was his ammo carrier. And we eventually attacked Longdon, were part of the attack, a very backup part of the attack, I would say, because I think that B Company were the main guys who attacked, and then there was a bit of a regroup after they got a bit shot up.
You've talked about being excited and wanting to be there, and this is what you joined up for. Did you feel that when you were actually under fire?
No, not particularly. You don't. It's not about that. When you're there, to function well in fighting, you deal with the minutiae. And that goes back to Jonah and I cleaning our feet and making sure that it's all clean between the toes. And it's a very unpleasant situation to be in, to be that wet and that cold and so almost incapable. Your fingers are blue. You're so cold. You're concentrating on looking after that person. You're looking after his feet, making sure his feet are good, putting his socks on so he can, because he can't reach down, his hands are so cold, he can just about deal with your feet. So you're doing these little tasks, it's all about doing little things. And in the same in battle, you deal with the small stuff. You deal with your job, and your job might be looking out on that quadrant and concentrating, and do you see any movement? And if you see movement, shoot at it, because that's what you've been asked to do. It's very simple. It's a very simple job. And if all that happens, then the whole machine will work. You don't think, oh gosh, I'm in war. You don't think, I'm in a battle. You don't get excited.
The battle for Mount Longdon lasted for 10 hours. The British soldiers eventually drove the Argentines off the mountain with losses on both sides. But the Argentines continued shelling British positions. And there were more casualties.
Longdon was taken by this time. I remember there was sporadic shell fire, and we were, Jenna and I, had had a little basher put up on the side of the hill, and it was my turn to cook. Simple as that. And his turn to go and get ammo. And sadly, on the way down there, a shell came in. I guess there was nowhere to take cover, and he was quite close to it, I think. But I didn't get told this until Stanley. They sort of hid it from me.
So how much later was that?
I don't know, probably a couple of days. Basically, I was told that he was injured and that I was moved to another part of the battalion. I was moved to machine gun platoon. My buddy had obviously been injured, so, but I didn't know that he was dead until I got to Stanley.
And it was a deliberate decision not to tell you?
I guess, yeah. I think somebody had decided not a good idea to tell me. It better not distract you. You know you're doing other things. I agree with that. Good decision.
Craig Jones was killed on June the 13th, 1982. The following day, the war was over.
It's just after 3:30 on Monday the 14th of June, and the message that's come over our radio net is that the Argentinian troops appear to be on the point of surrendering.
Craig Jones was buried on the Falkland Islands, but his body was later repatriated. As one of the last British soldiers to be killed, an island in the Falklands is now named after him. Quentin Wright left the Parachute Regiment in 1987.
Tim Mansell. For details of our complete range of downloads and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.